From Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany, reading Improbable Cause, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jantz. Improbable Cause is dedicated to three people. To Gary, the finest of Seattle's finest. To Carol, a criminalist who is not a criminologist. And to Andrea, the only real live Woodland Park docent I know. Chapter 1.
What we've got here this morning,
Dr. Howard Baker announced, somewhat pompously, to the crowd of reporters assembled in the small dental office's waiting room.
What we've got here is one dead dentist.
Doc Baker, King County's medical examiner, is a political type who likes to be quotable no matter what, and Seattle's eager newshounds, packed like so many note-taking sardines in the impeccably decorated reception area, were only too happy to oblige. They responded with an enthusiastic clicking and whirring of various audio and video recording devices. As I pushed my way into the room, the news-gathering sounds annoyed me. I can't help it. My name's J.P. Beaumont. As a detective with the Seattle Police Department Homicide Squad, I resent it when reporters manage to beat detectives to a crime scene. Doc Baker was holding forth and waxing eloquent. He's an irascible old bear of a man with a full head of white hair who enjoys seizing the limelight. He towered over the rowdy group of reporters milling around him. Eventually, though, he caught sight of me standing on the edge of the crowd along with my partner, Detective Alan Lindstrom, Big Al, as he's known around Homicide, on the fifth floor of Seattle's Public Safety Building.
Homicide detectives are here.